Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this particular episode is titled, Sell Your Way to Wealth. In fact, I don't know what it's going to be titled because Phil will title it, but it's all about sales and how it pertains to money creation and wealth creation. It's probably an unspoken principle of wealth that I wanted to bring it to the front of the queue and talk about on this podcast episode because it's just so important to creating money. It's one of the few ways. Well, I would say it's probably the only way, because if you can sell your value to someone or sell your time or sell something, it's how you make money, right? So it's I can't believe it's taken me this long to talk about it, but sales makes the world go round. Simple as that. And I wanted to talk about it because the fastest way to make more money is to learn how to sell and market yourself. That's it. To learn how to sell something, sell a service, sell a product, sell yourself, influence people, persuade people. This is how most of the wealth in the world has been created from doing those things. So I don't know any wealthy people actually who aren't good at selling and marketing. None, zero. Even Warren Buffett, who's an investor, actually is a remarkable sales and marketing guy. His folksy branding is incredible. And Jeff Bezos, he sold the most books through Amazon. Elon Musk, he would have sold all his employees on his mission to Mars. He sells cars. I mean, you got to know to sell, right? To be able to create wealth. And for those of you guys out there who are like, well, I don't really like sales. I don't know how to sell. Ugh, selling's gross. Typically coming from an employee mindset. Okay, now employees are like that. It's an employee thing typically. But here's the thing. You sell 40 hours of your time, a week to your employer. You sell yourself to your employer for 40 hours a week. So you're already selling. Sales is inevitable and what you sell is up to you. So most people, they're easy to sell time, right? And so you're already selling to your kids when you try and persuade them or influence them to do something that they don't want to do. You're selling. When you try and go for a promotion, you're selling. When you show up to somewhere and you're dressed a certain way, you're selling. You're positioning yourself to influence others. And I think everybody wants to influence others. I don't know a single person who doesn't want to influence someone else in some way. So the world of sales, if you can remove the word sales or selling and replace it with influencing or persuading or, value exchange, those types of words, it's better language than sales, selling. And I think this whole thing of selling, the reason why some people shy away from it or want to avoid it, I don't want to sell, right? It's because they think back to one of the times when some poorly trained salesperson tried to convince them to buy something they didn't even want. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is not sales. That is not sales. That is, I don't know what that is, but it's a bit of a nightmare, actually. But it's not sales. So if you think that's what sales is, you're very much mistaken. And if that's your frame, I will challenge you on this podcast now, if you're listening to this, to break the frame. Because the best selling that ever happened to you, you don't remember it because it was so good. The best selling is like you walk out of a place. Let's say you went and bought a new car. It was the most amazing experience ever. Well, you got sold because you wanted to buy it, right? Now, a great salesperson simply positions someone to buy. That's really all they do. They're influencing and they're unpacking a problem to solve the problem and positioning that person to be able to buy what they want to buy for the price they want to buy it at. That's it. That's all sales is. And when you understand that as a salesperson, it's just like, this is simple. This selling thing is simple. It's actually just a matter of finding the people who are looking for you. And once you find them, discovering what their problem is and finding out why they want to solve it and then showing them a solution. It's as simple as that. Like, a real good salesperson is a great problem solver for someone because they're offering a solution to them to solve a problem. And when a buyer and a seller come together that need to meet, it's a perfect process. It is. And when you're selling to someone and they say, okay, great, this makes sense. What's the next steps? It's like simple as that. You're supposed to come together because a great sale is a value exchange. You give me money, I give you a solution to your problem. Or, you know, you give me money, I give you money and you give me a solution to my problem. I mean, I've bought lots of stuff to solve problems. I still do, and I will forever. I'm a great buyer. And I've sold lots of things to help people, you know, solve their problem. I've sold real estate, I've sold physical, I still sell supplement products, and I've sold courses, books. Someone who's bought my book, you know, you've bought that, I've helped you buy that. Like, but it's not because you ought not think of sales as a process by which someone's trying to sell you something you don't want. That is not sales. And I can, if you've ever been to a shopping center and you're walking through the middle of the shopping center and you see those people in the middle island aisles, you know, those people like handing out pamphlets, it's brutal that. I look at them and I'm just like, I pity them. That's so hard. That's canvassing. That's not sales. And that is trying to give people things they don't want. Okay. Now that if you're experiencing that and you don't like it and you think that's sales, you're wrong. It's not. Okay. That's that's kind of like cold canvassing. But real sales is really identifying a problem someone has and then being able to solve that problem for them. And then they pay you in response to that. So that's as simple as it is. So I want you to get your head out of this whole, like, you know, you've got to be a slick talker, you've got to be this, you've got to, none of that stuff matters when it comes to selling. It's just trying to find someone who's got a problem and giving them a solution. And no one's born a great salesman. You know, people say, oh, he's a born salesman or she's a born salesman. No, we're not born anything. We learn it. It's a skill. It's an art. It's a craft. It's something you work at, right? I sucked when I first started, okay? And everyone does. I don't know a single person who's been great at something as soon as they do it, right? Not one. Not one person. I don't think it even exists. But people, for some reason, think that that's how selling works. You just come in and you just, it's perfect. No. When you first started riding a bike, you sucked at it. And then you did it more and you got better. That's the same as selling. There's no elegant way to become a good salesperson except for just doing it. The good news is, When you're trying or you're practicing on live human beings, no one dies. It's not like open heart surgery where, look, if you make a mistake, someone actually passes away. It's not like that. Sales, no one dies. You know, it's not the end of the world, right? It's just learning the craft by doing it. And it's one of the few things you can't learn at school. You can't learn at uni. They don't even teach it there, which is surprising, which is crazy. But, you know, you can read some books, you can model someone, you can learn from people, you can get a mentor, for sure, you can do all that. But at the end of the day, you've got to go out and actually try. You've got to go and actually do it. And of course, you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to fall off. I mean, I remember, you know, when I used to be in real estate, I would go to someone's house and I would have to, within the space of, say, an hour and a half or 2 hours, sell them on $500,000 house or more. And I didn't know who they were when I walked in the front door. You know, you talk about hardcore one-on-one sales, that's what I had to learn how to do. And I remember one person's house I went to, Ipswich here, one Friday night. I got to their house and on the front door it said no salespeople, big sign. It said no salespeople. I rang the doorbell, they came, I went inside and they actually ended up buying a property, you know. So it's just a process by which you go through where people come together. They like you, they know you, they trust you, there's rapport built, there's some common ground built, and then you identify what problem they have, and you're there to solve it. And if they like the solution, they'll buy it, and if they don't like the solution, they won't. And it's as simple as that. I mean, you know, you can dress it up and fancy it up as much as you want, but at the end of the day, it's a value exchange, right? So that's how you do it, is to just go and do it. And I think that if you want to create wealth and more money, learning how to sell and market is the most incredible skill, the most incredible thing to learn. And the one reason why people don't ever get to learn is because they've got nothing to sell. If you're working in a 9-to-5 job, you don't have a product to sell. So how are you going to get better at it, right? Yes, you can sell yourself to your employer and you sell yourself to pay rises, of course. how you show up, you're selling every day. You're selling yourself to your spouse. You're selling yourself to your employer. You're selling yourself to other people, right? That's always going to happen. It's inevitable, as I said. But when you want to learn selling, you need a product or a service to sell, okay? And I think, and that's why I'm such a massive, massive believer in network marketing as a way to learn this. I think network marketing, 4 years of network marketing would be, it's the ultimate business degree, I think. I think everyone should do it. Who want to be in business, of course. But it's where you get a great physical product and you learn to market and sell it. So it's a wonderful way to learn. You get to learn from mentors. You get to learn with great product. I mean, that's how you learn. You can actually start with someone else's product and then you go and market and sell that. And that's my dad, who's arguably the best salesman ever that I've ever met. And I know some good ones too. Everyone starts out selling someone else's product. And I think too many people get caught up with, well, it's not my product. Well, 99.9% of things sold on Amazon are not Amazon's products either. Most people sell other people's products. That's the whole idea. You don't have to have your own. Okay. And I think that's one thing preventing people getting into business is they think they've got to come up with their own product or service. No, just go and sell someone else's that's already in existence. You know, that's what I love about some, you know, affiliate marketing, network marketing, and these other opportunities out there where you can actually sell and market other people's products. It's how you learn. It's how you learn. Now, how can you accelerate your learning? Well, the first thing you can do is you can model someone. You can get a mentor. You can see how they do it and then model them. You can read books. Brian Tracy's got some amazing books about selling. I also read this great book once, The Greatest Salesman in the World, Joe Girard. He's actually officially a Guinness World Record holder of the most cars sold ever, Joe Girard. The Go-Giver, that's a great book. The Go-Giver Sells More. The Greatest Networker in the World, a great book. How to Sell Anything to Anyone. How to Pitch Anything, or it's called Pitch Anything, great book. So all this stuff is great for you to sink your teeth into to learn sales, but at the end of the day, you've got to go out there and sell. And, you know, when you know how to actually ask a few questions, I think some of the best salespeople are ones who ask the best questions, because when you ask good questions, you get good answers. And when you've got some answers, you can then, you know, you can provide a solution to the problems you've uncovered. So I've got, I learned this to give you guys some value here about how to sell. It's really simple. I've sold all sorts of different stuff using this method, and it's very simple, very elegant, very easy, very simple. And a mentor, Jen, she taught us this, my wife and I, and we've used it flipping for a long time. And we teach a lot of our team this, and it's the most effective thing I've come across. It's called Whoop. Okay, I'm gonna teach you that on this podcast. So, so if you're wanting to learn, listen up, because this is really simple, and then you can go and implement this, right? If you're wanting to learn to sell. Now, remember, if you don't have a product, go find one, get one, learn. I think this is the path. This is how you make more money. Is if you learn to sell stuff, you can accelerate your income massively. Okay, you know, way more than what you would in your job. All right, and you can do both, which is cool. So here we go. It's called Whoop, W-O-O-P, Whoop. Stands for wish, outcome, obstacle, plan. Okay, a wish means what does someone wish for? What are they wanting to achieve? The outcome is why they want to achieve it. The obstacle is what's stopping them, and the plan is, do they have a plan to solve that and to achieve it? So I'm going to explain. I'm going to ask some questions, and then I'm going to show you how it's done. Right. So if someone comes to me and they've maybe inquired to me, or I'm chatting with them and they want to learn, you know. Most people will engage you first for you to then move into the sales process. And a lot of people, if you're, you know, the old saying, oh, he can sell ice to the Eskimos. Well, you know what? Selling ice to Eskimos is dumb. That's the dumbest thing ever. I would hate to sell ice to Eskimos. I would like to sell rays of sunshine and sand to Eskimos. I would much prefer to sell an open fire to an Eskimo than ice. So if you're trying to sell ice to Eskimos, you're doing it wrong and you're in the wrong industry, and I would get out. People that do that like convincing people to buy something they don't need, that's really not sales. And that's, if you're doing that, I pity you. That would suck. I would hate to do that. So you want to sell, you know, to people that really need it, something they need. So normally if you're engaging someone who needs what you have, they're interested, they're open. So this is what you do. You unpack them with the Whoop. And so this is what it does. You ask them the first question to get their wish. You say to them, okay, cool. So curiously, what is it you're wanting to actually achieve here? You're wanting to know what they want to achieve. What do they want first? And they tell you, well, I want to achieve this. Okay. Next part is the outcome. Okay. Well, why do you want to achieve that? For what purpose do you want to achieve that? You can even say that. Okay, great. For what purpose? Or why? Why do you want to achieve that? And I'll say, well, these are the reasons I want to achieve it. And sometimes you have to ask a couple of times, okay, why do you want to achieve that? Okay. So you just get an idea of why, what's driving them, what's motivating them towards that goal. Okay. Then the next one, so that's the outcome. Wish is what they want to achieve. Outcome is why they want to achieve it. And the next question is obstacle. You want to identify what's stopping them achieving that for those reasons. So you say to them, okay, well, what's currently preventing you from achieving that? Why haven't you got it yet? And they'll tell you the problem. And that problem is the one thing you have to know, because your solution needs to overcome that problem. Okay. If you don't know the problem, then how can you solve it? You can't. So that's why the whole question of, hey, what's preventing you from getting started, or what's preventing you from achieving that goal? That's the most important question. They'll tell you. Okay. And then the final step is plan. So you can say to them, well, do you have a plan to solve that? Do you have a plan to overcome that and achieve that? Some smart people say, yeah, I got a plan. Okay, why are you asking me then? You know? But I like this question to end it. It's really good. Instead of the P for plan and saying, hey, do you have a plan? I like to formulate a little offer at the end. Okay. And this is what I say. I say, okay, great. So if I could show you a simpler way where you could achieve your wish, so you could have the outcome you want without you having to encounter the obstacle, would that be of value to you? That's it. Okay. If I could show you how to achieve your wish so you could have your outcome without you having to encounter your obstacle, would that be of value to you? And the answer is going to be yes or no. If they say yes, they're pretty close. They're ready to go. Yep. That would be of value to me. Show me. What is it? And then you're ready to go to the solution, right? And then they'll either like the solution or they won't. As simple as that. If they say no, well, it's not really going to be value, they're going to have objections, then so be it. You can handle it at that point. But going through that process allows you, the person who is the salesperson, to identify what it is someone wants, why they want it, and the why they want it, if that's really strong, they're going to be extremely open. And then you find the obstacle. And once you have the obstacle, you can actually then say to them, well, if I could show you how to get over that obstacle to achieve that outcome, you know, to achieve that goal, to get that outcome, would that be of value to you or not? And they're going to say, yeah. You say, great. Look, let me show you. Okay. And then it'll be within budget or not, and they'll buy. What you're doing is you're really just wanting to set, like, bring someone into a position to buy, not sell someone something they don't need. That's the difference. If you're trying to sell something to someone that doesn't need it, it's extremely awkward for both parties. It's extremely brutal, and that is not sales. So I want you to just remember that, okay? If you're doing that and it's feeling gross, then that's why. But if you're learning this and you're really coming together with someone who's really looking for a solution and you use that method, you're going to sell lots of stuff. I mean, and you'll think, why? I don't even feel like I'm selling anything. That's because you're doing it properly. And that's the difference, right? So high quality prospects, people who want to look at, lean in to buy something that you have, go through that process, and that's how you do it. So that's it. There's a free sales training on this podcast episode. I think anyone who's listening to this, who's trying to get in business for themselves, which is a great way to move out of the employee quadrant into the business owner quadrant, which is where you can scale your income and buy more investments with it, which is, I think, obviously I talk about that in my book. That's what we did. Then go forward and grab a product and sell it. Like, you've got to go get your hands dirty, right? It's not going to be elegant. It's going to be messy, but it's the only way through it is to do it. So, you know, go find some books, get amongst it, start doing it, learn, find a mentor, and get selling. You've really got to learn how to market and sell. Again, the wealthiest people in the world are the best at this, okay? All the people I know who are wealthy did it. Everyone. I don't think there's a single person who's made money I know of who hasn't become good at this. So if you've got those hang-ups in your head, in your mindset, oh, I'm not good at sales, I don't know how to sell, I don't want to sell, blah, 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 right? That's because you're framing it based on some horrific experiences you've had in the past from people who are poorly trained and trying to sell you something you don't want. That's all it is. But think back to all the amazing things you did buy. And the person on the other end, did you feel like you're getting sold to? No, because they did it properly and you were the right buyer for them. So look, I hope it's helped you to loosen the grip you've got on this term sales. I want you to lean into it. I want you to learn it. I want you to get used to it. It's the best path to wealth. I've seen people come back from bankruptcy as great salespeople and make millions of dollars because of that skill. Truly, it is incredible. So influencing people, persuading people to your way of thinking with integrity and using your powers responsibly to move them towards a solution to their problems is a wonderful way to add value to the world and make more money, because money is a byproduct of how much value you add to the world. So if you can upskill and you can bring this to the fore and you can be good at this and it creates more value in the world, then you're going to make a lot more money. That's all it is, okay? So I really, really, really hope you get involved in some sort of selling or marketing. It's a wonderful thing. So look, I hope that's been of value to you. That's a long episode, but thanks so much for listening in. If you're loving the podcast, then please leave us a review. That would be a really amazing 5-star review if you could. And I'll give you a shout out on my Instagram stories and I'll tag you in it if you do that. And hit the subscribe button. We're dropping episodes. So, you know, this is all for you to level up your money game, you know, in all areas. So anyway, thanks so much again for listening in. And I look forward to seeing you in the next or talking to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.